WDW Memories Podcast, Memory 221, Midship Detective Agency, Case of the Plundered Paintings. Join us now for another of my Disney Dream memories, and let your ears take you aboard the Disney Dream as we play detective and help Mickey find all the missing paintings.
You want to hold my hands, Mikey?
WDW Memories Podcast, Memory 264, Riding Space Mountain. Put those headphones on and join me now for another My Walt Disney World Memories, brought to you in immersive binaural sound as we take the kids for their first trip aboard the rocket ship to another galaxy.
Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we relive that Walt Disney World magic.
Well, hello, and welcome to the WDW Memories Podcast, where together we relive that Walt Disney World magic. My name's Lou, and I'll once again be your host on this magical adventure. We're about 50 days right now from our trip to Walt Disney World. I'm getting worried, though, because this is supposed to be a quiet time of the year, and that all the dining reservations are booked already. Does this mean that the parks are going to be packed after all? Who knows at this point? I guess we'll just have to wait and see as we get closer, but for now, let's continue our night in the Magic Kingdom. I was so excited to get the kids on Space Mountain. It's probably my favorite thrill ride in the Magic Kingdom, and it's definitely one that so many can't wait to ride when they walk through those tap stiles. So the music that they've added, I'm not sure that those random speakers really improve things any, but at least they make things more interesting for those of us listening at home and reliving that memory of riding the attraction again. For today's memory, we're continuing our second day in the parks on our trip in September of 2016. If you remember from memory 263, we just got to take our first ride on Astro Orbiter. As we leave the elevator, Tracy and I convince the kids that we should at least go see what Space Mountain is like, because it's been hard for them to understand since neither one really has had much experience with roller coasters at this point. We enter the queue and make the long walk through the tunnels to the main queue area. As we get near, we catch up with another family who has a little girl who's, we find out, only days apart from Susie in age, and she gives her the confidence to try to ride. As we approach our rockets, we split up and Mikey and I get the front car and Tracy and Susie get the back one. The ride is as thrilling as we remembered, and the kids come off giddy with excitement. Then we begin the long return to Tomorrowland, and of course, a moving sidewalk is a ride that must be fully enjoyed by all six-year-olds, so we stand the whole way back. Once back outside, we'll begin the long walk towards the exit and the end of our time in the Magic Kingdom. Today's memory is in binaural once again, so I'd suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now that you have your headphones on, let's join my family as we help the kids experience a new kind of thrill ride for the very first time.
Signs over here. It's 44. Let's go see. We can go walk in. Oh yeah, he's 44. Should we go in and see it real quick, Susie? Did we cut you off?
Yeah, it's okay.
Hold on.
All right, thanks.
Is it 15 minutes how long it takes to walk it?
Are those in case you fall?
There goes Susie. Look. See, look, Susie over here. You see them? There's an itty bitty kid right there. You're gonna have a good lap bar that's gonna be holding your legs down, okay? And it's only you. Go to the right. No problem. It's always fun.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Can you do that? Don't be scared, go. Woo!
After I scream, I... What? Sheila, she shakes her arms the whole time.
Step back this way. Yeah. Well, they may not do two and two. Can we do two and two? Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So. See, when she gets in, she's going to sit down. She'll put her legs on either side, and she pulls it down real tight on her lap, okay? Are you okay? Daddy will make sure you get buckled, okay? Hop in.
Para su seguridad, permanezca.
this okay?
Push up in your bar, buddy. Lift it up. Can you lift it? Can you lift it up? All right, you're not going anywhere then. You ready?
I'm holding her hand.
Do you want to hold my hands, Mikey? That's it.
Space shuttle, this is flight safety. Remain seated with arms inside your vehicle until you come to a stop.
What did you think, Mikey? That was fun. What do you think, Mikey?
That's fun.
How was it?
That's great.
That's about right.
Yep, right here.
You don't know what you just did because you couldn't see any of it.
What do you think? You want to get this one too, Mikey? All right, Mikey, we got it. I am super proud of you guys. Is she okay?
Woo! Do you like it?
Terrifying.
Because you can't see it, all of a sudden it's
wrong. Yeah, I know. That's called... That's adrenaline. Hey, you're going to like this,
Please
Seuss.
Do not sit on the moving hand
Why don't you hop down? You'll like this. It's a moving walkway that takes us all the way back out.
For your safety,
sit over to the side.
Please do not sit on the
You all see this stuff?
Okay, we can write too.
For your safety, please do not sit on the moving hand rail.
As soon as this adrenaline crashes, these three should be out.
For your safety,
please do not sit on the moving hand
Ah, it's good.
Mikey, move over, please. Mikey, move over, please. The other one, I think, is. Good as the roller coaster.
Yeah, you can
if
you want. Road space map. We're going to set.
No, that's it. We need to go home. All right. I want Mikey to stand right here, and I want Susie to stand right here real quick.
Daddy wants to get a picture.
I got to get a picture.
For your first Space Mountain.
All right. One, two, three. All right.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we relive that Walt Disney World magic.
Well, hello and welcome to the WDW Memories Podcast, where together we relive that Walt Disney World magic. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host on this magical adventure. Time is flying. We're just about to hit our 180-day mark on our Disney trip in September, and I can't wait. Most of my research right now is done around dining, because for the first time ever, we got free quick service dining on our trip. So really, I'm trying to decide if or how we want to do any dining reservations. Honestly, because of our dining credits, we may not need to do any reservations, obviously, but, you know, we'll see. I'll let you know in our next episode what I've booked. So now to our memory. If you remember from our last memory, we just watched the sailing away party in the main atrium. Today's memory is another sort of time hop memory, because it really is taking place throughout our entire trip. For those that don't know, the Midship Detective Agency is a game that can be played anytime you have a break or just happen to be passing by a special painting. So pretty much the entire trip, I've had the cards with me and we're able to play whenever we want. So for this memory, we'll be jumping around the ship as we help Mickey and the gang in the case of the plundered paintings. Now before you panic and say, "Don't spoil the solution, Lou," don't worry. In our experience, each person playing was getting different clues to leading to different solutions. Mikey and Tracy played the same cases as me and the girls, and we each got different results. Even the folks playing around us were getting different sets of clues from the same stations, so you shouldn't have to worry too much about, like, spoilers while you're playing. I have to say, this game is a blast. Disney did a great job of making the game fun for kids and great exercise for everyone involved as you run around the ship, up and down, front to back. You know, collecting clues and eventually solving the riddle. The girls and I spread the game out over parts of 2 days, playing in that downtime, but Tracy and Mikey, who split off from us and had their first mystery solved in the first day. In fact, they solved all 3 cases in the 5 days on the ship. We'll join the memory as we stop at the kiosk on our way to the muster stations before the safety drill, going back in time a little bit, and receive our instructions. You'll hear Mikey and Tracy take a set of clues to the missing pups before we get our clues for our case. Then we're off on our quest, picking up more clues between dinner, our shows, when we're between parties or open houses, or just walking around the ship. So before we jump into today's memory, I want to remind you that you can find out how to contact or follow me, find show notes, see photos and videos, and of course become a show supporter all on our wdw-memories.net website. Don't forget, if you like what you hear and you want to support the show, you could become a patron supporter and, as my thank you gift to you, begin receiving ad-free memories for as little as $1 a month. I want to thank my latest patron supporter, Jeff, for his support of the show. Your monthly donations will help me keep the memories coming for years to come. We're holding at 150 ratings on Apple Podcasts again. Thank you to all of you who are leaving your ratings and reviews. But if you haven't left a rating or review yet, help me out. Make sure you head over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening to give your feedback. Those reviews not only help the show be found by more subscribers, but they also give those potential new listeners an idea of how great this podcast is. Finally, this and all cruise memories have been recorded on the new microphones. So if you like the way they sound and want to say thank you, Lou, for upgrading before your cruise and all your upcoming trips, head over to the support page where you can find links to donate to the show. I can't wait to take them into the parks in September and get so many new recordings to share with all of you. Every little donation helps, and I'm so grateful for your support. Today's memory is in binaural once again, so I'd suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now join my family as we play detective and help Mickey find all those missing paintings.
Hello.
It's going to take a little while, I think.
All right.
We're going to sign up at least real quick. It's a game. It's a game, Lila. Solve a mystery. Push the right there in front of Mikey. Pick one. Do you want to do
the missing puppy?
les solicitamos también que usen las barandas
para
caminar por las pasarelas y el esqueleto. Si no están seguros de la ubicación de su estación de reunión, presenten sus tarjetas Key to the World a cualquiera de los miembros de nuestro
grupo
y ellos les indicarán cómo llegar. Cuando lleguen a la estación de reunión correspondiente, sigan las instrucciones del líder de la estación de reunión y de la tripulación. La asistencia al simulacro es obligatoria y se pasará a la Estén preparados para presentar sus tarjetas Key to the World cuando se las piden. Para garantizar la comodidad y seguridad constante de todos nuestros huéspedes, les pedimos a todos que eviten las conversaciones ruidosas y las reuniones en los huecos de las escaleras y los pasillos, así como también sentarse en los escalones de las escaleras, ya que son la ruta de evacuación y deben permanecer siempre despejados. Nuestro sistema de seguridad prohíbe que huéspedes menores de 18 años desembarquen en el navío a menos que estén acompañados por un adulto que viaje en el mismo camarote. Si su grupo está alojado en más de un camarote y están viajando con menores de 18 años, por favor visite el mostrador de Guest Services ubicado en la cubierta 3, zona central, y llene el formulario de autorización parental para desembarcar. Este formulario autoriza a adultos en otros camarotes a bajar del barco acompañado de su maestro. Una vez más, el simulacro de emergencia se llevará a cabo a las 4 p.m. Gracias.
Move the magnifying glass until you find the key.
Until you find the key.
Oh, I see.
You saw it?
Uh-huh. I saw it. He missed it.
Great work. Your badge can be used in different ways. You might need to rotate something slowly. Or some things might need to be pushed. And if it starts to look like this, and you hear this noise, it means your badge is straight up and down. So make sure you're holding
it. I'll be here, Luffy. Here.
We will be giving you a case. There's nothing. It contains a collection of our top secret information on each one. Read this over carefully. When you uncover clues, write them down so you can cross off suspects as you go. When only one is left, that suspect must be our criminal. The case book also has a map showing places where witnesses have spotted puppies. At each place, you'll find a piece of art. You can hold your badge toward the art to start your search for clues.
So we're just going to do one for now? Do we want to sign up
for one? I know you'll find our puppies. Pongo and I are counting on you.
Are you ready, detectives? Now yes. Pick up a pencil and the case book with the blue label.
All right, blue label and pencil. We got that.
Start your search at this location. Go there seven. Now.
Deck seven. Aft.
In the back.
In the back. Well, we'll do that later.
No.
We have to go to the safety thing now. So are we just going to do one? Or do the girls want their own? Or do we, what do you want to do?
Midship Protective Agency. Please choose one now.
6 minutes. Welcome, so we don't need to watch the instructions. It's good
instructions.
Let's take the instructions.
But this is this.
We'll get right on it. Because you just watched the instructions.
I'm glad you're here. Because we've got one doozy of a case. You just won't believe it.
My paintings are being stolen right here on the ship.
Yes, I know. Are there any suspects?
Several of them. And the ship's really big. Well, I think we're going to need some help.
No problem. Check out our new detectives. They're going to help us crack this case.
Okay.
I just know it.
Maybe it could be a new case.
Stand on the thing.
Detectives, we need to catch that criminal and find those stolen paintings. And that means you're going to have to search all around the ship. Susan, our detective trainer, will teach you how.
Now, hold up your badge to activate it.
Susie, you got it, Mama? Which way?
Oh,
no. Which way? Black and white. Black and white towards the screen. There you go.
Well done. Now move your badge until it matches exactly with the outline. Keep your badge straight up and down. Good job. This badge number is now registered to your team.
Now pick up a pencil and a casebook with the blue label.
Yep, no, plunger pinches. Yep, pencil and casebook. Okay?
Start your search at this location.
Oh, you get to start on 6 forward.
Good luck.
All right.
See, it's different.
Yeah.
So
you got different cases. Yep. All right, come on, girls.
A friend of mine took me to get for you to arrive early and for family to come and see the theatre. To achieve it.
Does that look right? Got to do the next one. Okay, the criminal's got an A in their name. All right, we got
to
continue searching. Where else we got to go?
Okay. Then
we got to go.
Can we go?
These are the things you're supposed to look for.
There's a cross section of the boat. Yeah.
We're going up and down because we have to go all decks, I guess.
Seven.
Is that
go to seven. Right next in the back of the back, but not.
But
right
seven,
there.
We got to go all the way to the back.
Then let's go to eight.
Yeah.
Eight has.
We
go to number eight. She's up here.
I found it. I found one. Can you mark it? The ones that don't have an A and ones that do have A. The ones that don't have an A, you exit, okay?
All right, Lila, hold it up. Good, Lila.
We got a painting.
Donald, this is no time to lie down on the job. There's more missing art, and finding this one means we're on the criminal's trail. Come on, let's go.
All right, got one painting. All right. So, Susie, you check it off.
Okay.
Wasn't there another one up here, right?
Yeah, there's another one Did you?
Hold on, Susie. Lila was talking to you.
Did I what? I got every A.
Yep. She crossed off the ones without A's. Which is pretty much just the evil queen.
Yeah. Come on, let's see the next one.
All right, come on, Lila. We're going to look at the next one. Get this stuff. Hold on, Susie. Lila's coming.
Cafe.
Donut.
You looked at the house.
What about that newspaper?
Take a closer look at the newspaper.
That's probably a good idea.
When you find some important information, hold your magnifying glass.
That picture.
Wow! According to the newspaper, Cruella's not the
first.
What discovery, detectives? This means we can take Cruella off the suspect list.
She's already in jail. Couldn't be her that stole the paintings.
So?
I'm going to cross her out.
We can try to cross her out.
All right, what else can we go find?
Okay, let's go. All
right, hold on. Wait. Let's look at the map. What have we got? Where do we want to go? Let's not just... What else you got? You going to go all the way to the very back of the boat again?
Okay.
Deck A, okay, 2, next to each other.
You want
to
go to 10 because that's at the front also?
Sure.
Because otherwise we got to go all the way to the back. Right?
Deck
10. A is front 2, but
we just finished that.
Here, Lemma, can you check
no,
it out?
No, we went to 7.
No. We started on 6. Mm-hmm. We did 6 forward, so we got that one, right?
Yeah.
And check that off. But 7 we didn't do because it's all the way in the back. We did 8, which had the 2 in the front.
So you can do those 2. Sure.
And
let's go to 10.
That one.
Is that the
Should
top?
We go do 10?
Yeah, sure.
All right, so up
make
2
sure,
more floors.
Make sure it's not raining out there, though.
I don't think we're going to get outside.
Yeah, we're going to still be in the inner part.
Okay.
Good job, Lila.
Good. You want that wallpaper, would ya? Hey, boy. It's you,
Louie.
Nice portion. Great job. That's one more patient. Keep going. This is no time for a party.
There's our picture.
All right, did you check it off? All right, come on, guys.
We land. This
is deck what?
2.
2.
Mid.
Yep, it's the baby one.
All right, let's go this way. Let's go through here. Ha-ha! Somebody's got a mustache. Vasilia's got a mustache. Captain Hook's got a mustache. So does Dr. Lucy Clark. But the girls don't have mustaches. Alright, so should we scratch out the girls real quick? Maybe cut down the rope. Can you do that? Oh, you gotta hold it flat. Would you like some help? Maybe Susie needs to do this one because it needs to be higher. stabilize her a little bit. Sand and a gold coin. Sand and a gold coin. Why would that be interesting? Can you write that down in our clue notes? We got. Check it off, Susie.
Oh, hello, everybody. We're going to be opening in about 5 minutes.
All right. What's this? He's right by you, all right? You find where you are.
Right next to you.
Excuse us.
Yeah, we're going to see what it does.
Found it. What's the clue?
Button.
But ooh, pirate's button.
Gold button.
Gold button with a red thread.
Gold button.
Which one of your villains might have a gold button with a red thread? We also have sand and a gold coin.
Sounds pretty piratey to me.
Yeah. Captain Hook. Must be Captain Hook.
Captain Hook is the one who has stolen
everything. I have a
warning
system.
Wow.
It's funny, they were like this the whole crew.
Who do we think did it? I think it was Captain Hook, right? Didn't we say that? Drag him up to the picture.
Okay, we can check their stateroom.
Hold on.
A painting in the suspect's room. Great deduction. You figured out who committed the crime.
What already?
Look at this security footage. The criminal's trying to escape. Quick, go to this location on your map. Let's catch that criminal!
The back of deck 9, so we need to go up 2 floors. Okay, let's go catch him. No. Let's take the stairs.
Okay. Take it there! Go! One!
Alright, Mikey.
You want to stay around and watch us solve ours?
No.
Or do you care? No, no, that's right. You guys got to go. Go away.
Well, it may change. I don't think they changed. Come on, Mikey. 2 floors down.
I don't know if they did.
Mikey.
After what I understand, it's. But 3 different.
Hold on.
us out. Pull the lever. Now.
Pull the lever. Quick. Catch him while he's inside the space. You tell Uncle Jeremy why we thought it was him?
What were the clues?
Yay! We're done! Can we do another one?
So what happened?
High five.
Can you do another one? Because Mikey didn't know.
Well, not right now. We've actually got to go to the show.
Okay, let's go to the show.
Yeah. Hair gel.
Like,
okay, so it couldn't be a girl.
So it was mustache. It was mustache wax.
Whatever. Anyway.
We found mustache Max.
Wax.
And then we knew it was Captain Hook.
A button, a gold button.
With a red string.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And it had a pirate symbol.
So we knew.
All right, we got to go to the fourth floor.
Fifth.
Fourth.
Say bye right into that.
Bye.
Good job.